The Gemara in Megillah tells us about the concept of Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Gemara says Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin. Tashmishei Kedusha, you bury. So what is Tashmishei Kedusha? Anything which comes in direct contact with Kedusha. So Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, Gufa Kedusha. The Gufa Kedusha, and therefore you have to bury them. And other things, so a Tashmish, the Tashmish is, it's a secondary, and therefore Tashmish, the Tashmish is like Tashmish, a mitzvah in a certain sense, or Nizrakim. So, in fact, there's a discussion regarding the parochas. Well, there was a discussion in the Gemara about the Aron Kodesh, where the Aron Kodesh is Tashmishei Kedusha. The Gemara says it is Tashmishei Kedusha. The issue is, Bizman Hazeh, why is it Tashmishei Kedusha? Is the Sefer Torah has coverings, and therefore it's not really touching it directly. So some answer because, but it's for Kavod HaTorah, since it's for the honor of the Torah, so therefore that also has a status. Besides being directly touching, if the whole purpose is for Kavod HaTorah, it's Tashmishei Kedusha. There's an interesting Karban Nisanah, which we may or may not, which Pashas we don't pass can like, but he has a nice pshat. He says, it's no kasha. He says, Aron HaKodesh Bizman HaGemara was Tashmishei Kedusha, but Bizman HaZed it no longer is. Why? Because back in the days of the Gemara, Mishnah is, they used to put the Sefer Torah Arum without any cover on, and then let's say they had four or five Sefer Torah, whichever one they took out, they put the cover on. So it wasn't like Bizman HaZeh, wealthy North America, where everyone has their own cover. And therefore, he says, that's why then it was Tashmishei Kedusha, now it's only a Tashmish and Tashmish. However, even though we might not paskin like that regarding the Aron Kodesh, but this is a whole similar debate regarding the parochas. In other words, what do you mean? There's a debate, there's a discussion among the postkim whether you could have shatness in the parochas. Many do have shatness, unless you specifically ask not to have shatness in your parochas. So then you're gonna have it. So what's the problem? What's the pro? What's the con? So the post can point out. So Bizman HaGemara Mishnah, the parochas had a status of a Tashmishei Kedusha. Why? Because Pashas should be Tashmish and Tashmish. It shouldn't have Kedusha. So why is it that they say it had it? Because since they used to take the parochas off and put it on top of the table, and they used to put the Sefer Torah on top when they lay, so there was direct contact with the Sefer Torah. I guess they did it on a regular basis. If you do something right, it's a separate discussion. So back in his Mana Mishnah, Gemara, whatever the practice was, so the effort was Tashmishei Kedusha. The effort was also to you. So the effort, why not have parochas? Why not have shatna? Why not? But I guess there's no harm in having shatness in the parochas. But Rizman has said that we no longer do that. We don't take the parochas off. You have your own. Either worst case, you usually take a talis. It's much easier. And put it on top where you have your own cover. So Bizman HaZeh, we don't have, it's no longer Tashmishei Kedusha. And therefore the issue is the Gemara talks about a curtain, you can't have shatness, it's because because sometimes you might be cold and you go wrap yourself around the curtain. So therefore, the question is over here. So even though I don't see anyone wrapping themselves in the parochas, but in theory, if Bizman HaZeh doesn't have a status with Tashmishei Kedusha, so then it probably is more appropriate not to have shatness in it because the concern someone might wrap themselves in. So that seems to be in the Nekudas HaMachokas. We have the Karban Nisanel by Aron Kodesh, whether there's a distinction now, Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaZeh, because the Torah itself touched the Aron Kodesh, Bizman Hazeh doesn't. There might be other reasons why it's touched Mishnah Kedusha. Maybe Parochas also, maybe one could argue that. But this taking, if we take the direct approach, only something in direct contact, so if you assume Parochas is used directly on the Sefer Torah, so it's touched Mishnah Kedusha, so then there's no problem having Shatnez. Bizman Hazeh, one could debate the issue whether it's appropriate to have Shatnez on one hand, since it's not touched Mishnah Kedusha. It could be used, and practically it's not, but that's the debate among the postkim. So there's no argument that if you could get him without if you could get the Parochas without Shatnez, you might as well, because no one says to Dafka, unless maybe that's the way it was, and you want a Dafka having a Shatnez. But I guess if you have, maybe they want to have Shatnez to keep people away from the Parochas. Nevertheless, so that's the Machlokes, whether Yidav can need a Parochas without Shatnez or not, because today it's no longer Tashmishei Kedusha.